This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So it's possible, as Neela and Jordan and I were talking about, that the virus might not be in charge of this economy anymore, and that life might, emphasis on the might, be getting closer to normal. Not the before times normal, but a place where COVID is just here and we live with it. Vaccines have a lot, almost everything to do with that, but access to those vaccines depends a whole lot on where you live. In some of the poorest countries on the planet, just 1 in 10 people has gotten at least one dose of vaccine. The global average is 62%. A new initiative from the World Health Organization, though, aims to change that, as Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports.
The World Health Organization has picked a half dozen African nations to get the technology needed to produce a reverse-engineered version of the COVID-19 mRNA vaccine without the support of Moderna and Pfizer. Taher Amin is executive director of the Initiative for Medicines, Access, and Knowledge, a global nonprofit.
I think it's a huge announcement. It shows that the ability for others to make mRNA technology is there.
But some question whether these countries can build the infrastructure needed. Carrie Chan with Colombia's Healthcare and Pharmaceutical Management Program says the mRNA vaccine is more than the sum of its parts.
It has fairly stringent requirements with temperature and procedure. And so just having the recipe is not enough.
Chan says it takes partners with know-how to produce the vaccine at scale. Without them,
I think the uptake is going to be slow in large part because it's going to take time to build up the capabilities to have this large production.
Moderna declined to comment on whether it plans to support the World Health Organization initiative in any way. Pfizer didn't respond to Marketplace's inquiry. Advocates continue to push for the vaccine makers to fully share their valuable IP. Tim Kehoe, who teaches economics at the University of Minnesota, says the WHO's initiative is an important step if the global economy is going to recover from the pandemic.
We're hoping we're going to have a future in which the pandemic isn't running the world. And to do that, we got to get the world vaccinated.
Currently, Africa produces just 1% of all COVID-19 vaccines. Kehoe says the sooner the WHO initiative can get going, the better. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.